This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Straight after us at 6 o'clock, Triple M is launching Melbourne International Comedy Festival Happy Hour, hosted by our mate,
yes,
Limo.
As if working with Billy Brownless wasn't hard enough.
There's no book on parenting.
Well, there's probably
there's thousands, actually.
But they're not right.
There's literally thousands of lot.
Our next guest also took his family on a camping holiday and is now doing a stand-up show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival about how it all went wrong. Please welcome Limo.
Yes. In he comes.
Here he is, Jim.
He's busy doing shows and the show.
Yes, lovely to be here, team. Camper Van Gogh, it starts now. I'm starting my show. The launch night is Easter Monday. What an idiot. So please come. There are plenty of spare seats.
All about your camping trips.
That's right. We went on a camper van holiday.
Kids are off my hands now.
Through the Northern Territory. Yes. Have you ever done a camper van, Jim?
Yeah, I have years and years ago. Well, it was one of those pop-up ones.
Yeah.
It literally used to take me about an hour and a half to put it up. An hour and a half to put it down. He had about 2 hours to enjoy it.
How many of you?
Well, there were four at that stage.
There's
and
four,
this is 25 years ago.
Oh, yeah. There were five of us.
You had an older member of the family.
Yeah, we had my mother-in-law, my wife, my son, my mother-in-law, and my wife's best friend.
Steph. Who would have drank the whole time.
She did, as did my wife, right? And there were moments on that trip, I tell you, where I was sitting, it was so bad, I was thinking to myself, you know, of the 3,000 people on board the Titanic, there must have been at least one family going, thank God for this.
Let's just end it now.
Enough.
Comedy festival. I want to know if Laddie's in it this year, your boy Laddie.
Let I tell you what, I could be nominated for Worst Father of the Year after my performance last weekend. Basketball grand final.
Yes.
He plays for the Collingwood All-Stars.
Oh, Collingwood All-Stars.
The under-eights.
The under-eights.
And he was so pumped all week. Dad, the grand final this week. The grand final. I said, yeah, mate, it's going to be great. He goes, I can't wait for it. The grand final. He's banging on about it all week. Saturday morning, we get up nice and early. We're in the car at 8 o'clock. We get to the Collingwood Basketball Centre at 10 past 8. The game's at 8:30. And we walk in there, we're walking around, and I'm thinking, geez, we're the first ones here. This is weird.
Then
I check the bloody schedule.
We're out at
bloody Bundoora. At La Trobe. Which is a 25-minute drive.
It's now
20 past, and it's a 25. So I turned the 25-minute drive into roughly a 20-minute. But the young fella was beyond devastated. He was balling in the front of the car.
So how much of the game did he see?
He missed 10 minutes of the first half.
Yes.
And then we got him on the court. When we rocked up, they were 8-0 up. They were up 8-0 without him.
And then he went on.
I felt like sneaking him back out again for 10 minutes.
He went on. They got beaten 40-12.
He's come on. They finished 17 each. At full time. So it's all square. They go to extra time.
Laddie's done well.
It's 19. He hasn't brought a lot to the table so far. They're down 19-20.
The ball goes
out at their end. There's 3 seconds left.
Oh, no.
They throw into their best player, young Ziggy. He's a superstar. The ball goes up. The buzzer goes. And the ball just floats over the ring and falls on the other side. And they lose by a point.
That's it. Your fault.
Tears everywhere.
Everywhere.
So I got them together. I've given you the photo. It's on your WhatsApp. Have a look.
Look at that.
Have a close up on all the faces in the team photo.
They're all crying.
Oh, no.
They are shattered.
They are.
So in the team photo, they're just bawling.
The All-Stars,
the poor buggers.
Laddie needs a haircut, by the way.
He does need. I'm taking him for one next week.
I was going to say, geez. But they're all balling, the poor kid. And it's your fault.
When you're that close.
I know. He was deep. It really hurt him. I like that he felt a bit of pain.
Exactly. Now, tell us about the comedy festival. I know that a couple of hours, well, certainly Stephen Kay, one of our favourites.
In the jungle.
Not here.
No. He's gone to the jungle, and he'll do very well. He's a funny man, Stephen K. Amos.
But how about Ross Noble?
And he will be missed. I thought Ross Noble was going into the jungle.
And he's not.
He's not, because I don't think... Is Ross Noble doing a show?
Well, I don't reckon he is.
I don't think he is.
He always comes in here and laughs at Bill.
No. That's why I thought he was going into the jungle, because he's not doing a show.
Where are you focusing?
Tonight, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, Happy Hour, straight after you guys, here on Triple M, right through the comedy festival. I'll be bringing three guest comedians into the studio.
Wow.
Or actually, most of the shows are going to be live at Comedy Republic.
Yeah, cool.
In the city, where we'll get a little live audience happening.
Nice.
But tonight we've got Dave Hughes.
Oh, Hizzy!
Dilruk Jayasinha.
Dilruk, I might love him.
And Dan Connell will be joining me in studio tonight.
Tell us about Dan.
Dan Connell. He's a mad sports lover.
Yep.
Dan Connell, very dry comic, very funny. He's one of these up and coming. If a lot of people go and see Dan and go, I'd never heard of this bloke before, and he's like the best bloke on the bill.
Yeah, right.
Every time you see him, he's hilarious.
Yep.
And over the course of the comedy festival, we've got Will Anderson coming in, Pete Hellier, Ann Edmonds, Tom Gleason, Ben Knight. Now you may not have heard of Ben Knight, Bill.
Ben Day Knight.
No, he's just Ben Knight. This one. He has just starred in a film with Ryan Gosling called The Fall Guy.
Oh,
remember when the Harbour Bridge was shut down?
When
they were filming?
That
was Ben Knight on the Harbour Bridge fighting Ryan Gosling for the whole day. Anyway, he's here at the comedy festival. He's joining us one night. Jamoan, Nazim Hussain, Merrick Watts. The list goes on.
Jamoan's still going around.
Yeah, he's killing it.
Yeah.
He is killing. He's bloody funny,
Jamoan.
He is
funny.
And he's still filling up rooms all over the place.
Good on him.
Good on you.
That sounds brilliant.
The show's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll give you a little taster of who's about the place and get you in the mood for the comedy festival. But come down and check out the live shows. So next Tuesday, Comedy Republic, 6 till 7, Will Anderson, Pete Hellier, Ann Edmonds, and myself.
Wow.
Come in 6 till 7, enjoy that for free, just wander up into Comedy Republic, and then go out and see something at the comedy festival.
How are the Hawks going, speaking of comedy?
We'll be right. We're building. We're rebuilding.
Good to see you, mate. That sounds absolutely good, man.
Triple M's Melbourne International Comedy Festival Happy Hour, hosted by Limo, straight after us at 6 p.m.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.